Here is the translation of the text to English. Vietnam willing to boost U.S. purchases, trade minister says, as new round of tariff talks begins. Germany's Uniper downplays increasing reliance on U.S. LNG, stresses diversification. U.S. urges its citizens in Cuba to brace for protests, outages, fuel shortage. Oil prices jump over 1% as Iran tensions grow. U.S. inventories seen falling sharply. U.S. says it has returned to Venezuela all $500 million of initial oil sale. Oil prices extend gains on fears of escalating tensions in Mideast. Gold prices soar back above $5,000 as Iran worries drive haven demand. Former U.S. agriculture officials, top Republican senator warn of farm country trouble. Exclusive U.S. authorizes U.S. diluent supply to Venezuela oil sector. Oil prices climb 2% after U.S. shoots down Iranian drone, worries about armed boats. GSK forecasts slower sales growth in 2026. NVIDIA's Huang dismisses fears AI will replace software tools as stock sell-off deepens. Japan stocks lower at close of trade. Nikkei 225 down 0.63. Indonesia to unveil new market rules draft after $80 billion market rout. UBS quarterly profit beats expectations. Novo Nordisk's shock 2026 guidance points to obesity battle heating up. Novartis forecasts low single-digit 2026 sales growth as major patents expire. Nintendo shares slide 11% as Switch 2 momentum fears grow. New Nestle boss plots strategic overhaul to boost growth, FT report. Novartis expects low single-digit decline in 2026 operating profit. Russian services sector sees strongest growth in a year. VAT hike fuels inflation. UAE non-oil private sector growth boosted by jump in demand in January, PMI shows. Japan's services activity hits fastest growth in nearly a year, PMI shows. API weekly crude stock plummets, signaling bullish trend for crude prices. Kuwait's non-oil private sector maintains solid growth in January. Saudi Arabia's non-oil sector shows robust growth at start of 2026. Qatar's non-energy sector shows mixed signals as PMI rises slightly. AIB Relin manufacturing PMI holds steady in January. How dollar disorder could be a wake-up call for global investors. Exclusive South Korea eyes dollar bond issuance for pension fund this year. Exclusive BOJ won't come to the rescue of a Takeichi-driven bond route. Dollar steady, yen softer ahead of Japan election. Analysis, ultra-low bond spread unity still out of reach for euro area. Thai Business Group keeps 2026 GDP growth forecast at 1.6 cent to 2.0 cent. India services activity ticks up in January, PMI shows. China services activity picks up in January, hiring hits six-month high, survey shows. Fed Governor Moran quits White House job. Bitcoin erases all gains since Trump's election victory. Falls as low as 73 cal. X-Money appoints Raul Pal as strategic advisor to support the next phase of global payments. Superform expands to the U.S. with mobile app launch for a user-owned neobank. Bluff raises $21 million to power betting innovation. Bitcoin bounces back after sell-off, finds support between $78 to $79K. Story updates. IP unlocks schedule as the network evolves toward AI-driven use cases. Trump Media sets February 2026 record date for digital token distribution. Analyst calls this possibly the last entry point before Bitcoin's sovereign shift. Orokai releases research on non-custodial DeFi adoption and structural barriers. Ethereum falls 10 cent in RUVV Sports repays 250,000 short-term loan ahead of schedule. Liberty Energy prices. $700 million convertible notes offer Prime launches phase two of Championing You global brand campaign. Ringkjøbing Lanbo Bank reports DK 2.3 billion profit for 2025. Anton Infrastructure partners to acquire Vigor Marine Group.